Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtapositioning us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't know what it is that you're doing at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is that you do, do. I'm happy that you are doing that, that you've decided to do that, do with me. I am having an open line show this morning. Why? I said some things on the radio yesterday. I'm sure some of you want to reply, but you know, whenever my good friend Chef Simeon Hall is with me, typically we don't get to take phone calls, and so I want to give you an opportunity to rebut, rebuff, whatever you wish to do, what it is I did or said yesterday, and that is that the man that violated the security at Mount Fitzwilliam consequently should have found himself as a short person. Now, I've seen the statements by the Minister of National Security, which I'm not sure I entirely agree. The minister says, if they wanted the statue protected, you all should have put a higher gate there. I don't know if that's how sentry duties work. Does it matter if a gate is there? If a sentry is posted, the sentry is now the primary deterrent to any invasions, okay? Outside of that, though, I do want to talk a little bit about the Commissioner of Police. All right, the Commissioner of Police is on the news last night saying that they have some people that they believe are, you know, possibly the persons that are guilty of the Jerome Avenue murder, but he can't call their name because wait. Couple of them skipped town, one dead, and he can't call the rest of their name because, you know, Pookie them could go get them, right? And I want the commissioner, I've said it time and time again, to consider his press briefings. Like, to consider what they mean to the general public, to consider what it is the general public hears when he, as commissioner, speaks. I want him to consider the tone, what it does to society, what it does to people that listen to him, what it does to right-thinking behemoths. When you say to me that all 3,500 of the members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force cannot get to whoever blacks them is that shoot the people on Jerome Avenue before Pookie get to them, it makes me concerned as a law-abiding, tax-paying citizen. If you're telling me that with all of the police cars, with all of the police resource, with all of the intelligence units, with all of the surveillance cameras, with all of the control you have over the ports of entries of this country, somehow blacks from Juida Street could get to Pookie before y'all get to him. Even if that is the case, that makes me very concerned. The reason we are a force is because our guns are more than theirs. Our force is mightier than theirs. And in the instances, the very few instances, where they by chance outrun us, we assure them they will not outlast us. And so even if the commissioner had said, well, you know, recently we had had an adjustment in our policy where we, for many reasons, have decided that we will no longer parade people shackled before the court. That is a new policy of this organization. Coupled with that, we have decided that we will not air the names of people that we have as suspects before we are able to formally charge them. At whatever time we apprehend and present them before the courts to be arraigned, you will get the names. We are well aware of who the names are. And we found that our actions in the past could have been seen as prejudice to good law and order. People were not able to get fair trials. We believe that our actions may have aided in the contamination of the jury pool. And we have opted as a policy position to discontinue the practice of not only parading men shackled before the court, but also calling the names of people that we haven't been able to formally charge as yet. And so, Jasper, once we formally charge them, we will issue a press release that will give you all of the details that is well or firmly in the grasp of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. But if you tell me, as the commissioner, the fellow with all the buttons on, you got all the buttons, all, right? If you say to me, man, I do an intelligence, the criminals do an intelligence, and I telling you, nah, if I tell blacks it's spooky, boy, ain't nothing in the world I could do to stop blacks from going to get pooky this evening. You see, they done shoot shorter than dead. You want more people dead? Jasper, please, not for my sake, for Jesus' sake, don't ask me who I think it is, because then you could be the reason the man get killed, which is basically what I heard on the news last night. So who knows? Maybe I hear things wrong. I don't know. I'm going to let you hear what the Commissioner of Police had to say. It just doesn't engender good confidence in my mind when I think about the statements of the Commissioner of Police. I also thought another statement by him that was laughable, and I'm still trying to cue it, is the one on Adrian Gibson. It ain't my business to go dig up in people's business. Get yourself, sir. And this is advice I give to the Commissioner of Police and the Commander of the Defense Force. Please, sirs, get yourself some outside help with public relations. What should have been said was the Royal Bahamas Defense Force has a standard operational procedure with how we conduct investigations. Investigations initiate at the point of complaint. My organization stands ready to investigate all crimes or antecedents that disrupt peace, law, and good order in this society. At whatever point a complaint is levied, I assure you, there will be no asset spared in bringing to justice anybody, whether they be chairman or layman, to justice before the face of a court that has the jurisdiction to adjudicate matters in that fashion. Next question. But when you, as the commissioner, throw your two hands in there and say, don't ask me nothing but no Adrian Gibson, these people are like, me? I must go dig up an Adrian. You crazy, eh, Jasper? I like this job, you know. These are basic public relation blunders. And I don't know why after 3 years, is it 3 years already? 2 years. Why is the commissioner still so bad at this? Why is he still having these very, I learned one thing from Davey Rule in my opportunity I had to serve under him when I was in public relations. And of course, Darren Enfield was the public relations officer, right? And Darren was a brilliant public relations officer. We must always have a unified show of force. One, organizational message must always be heard in the communication. So, Pookie, I know you think you could get the blacks before me. Let me assure you, though, that we are well aware of who the persons or the perpetrators we believe are responsible for this event. Be mindful. The Royal Bahamas Police Force will spare no effort in ensuring wherever you are that we bring you before the face of a court to have justice visited upon you. That is the job of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. We will apprehend and bring them before the courts for formal charges. As soon as we are or have arrived at that point, we will inform the press accordingly via a press conference or a press release. Please stand by for further communications from my press liaison officer and his team. Not if I say who it is, Dig, because you tell me the fella out of the country. So you mean to tell me Pookie them got jet and helicopter too? You mean Pookie who lived through Ida Street in the house with no light and running water? Where Pookie get all this intelligence capability from? I mean, unfeathered access to be able to just travel? Pookie probably don't even have a passport. I met a man the other day, 29 years old, never had an NIB card. And you think Pookie got one? So if Pookie don't have an NIB card, how Pookie could get to blacks before the police do it? With all of that asset. It sounds to me like we need to, since we're doing the second chance program, right? We need to give Pookie a second chance and let Pookie go be the commissioner of police because Pookie obviously got a decent intelligence unit. And apparently he have a decent infantry team as well. That they sound like Echo. What is the name? What is the name of the road unit? Echo 6. They sound like the Echo 6 unit. Or SWAT. Something. Pookie them have SWAT units. Did you see the takedown on Jerome Avenue? I mean military style precision. So you mean to tell me Pookie them got that kind of training and they have an intelligence unit? I am now, as a tax-paying, law-abiding citizen in the Commonwealth, I'm very afraid. I can't believe that Pookie them could muster this up. This is unconscionable. And so, I don't know, Mr. Commissioner of Police. Maybe I'm singing it into deaf air as maybe a public relations officer doesn't like me. I don't know. Maybe y'all don't feel like y'all need help. I'm telling you, though. This stuff that you all are putting out in the media is terrible. It is terrible, and you ought to fix it. But don't take my word for it. Let's hear from the Commissioner of Police. Commissioner of Police, Paul Roll, referenced the Jerome Avenue shooting.
Yeah, we have, Jasper, they tell them bring me down, but keep up. We have identified suspects in that particular incidents, and I have a team of officers who are actively searching for those. I do not wish to, as I said then, put that information in the public for reasons I've already explained. I do believe that a couple of those individuals had skipped town, and at least one is already deceased. But we will find them. They'll have to come back home to nest. And they do, we'll be there waiting. Next question.
No, that is interesting. That is interesting to me. You know, a couple of them skipped town. I listen, you have to understand that, you know, we doing intelligence, but you know, the criminals are doing intelligence as well. And so if we call the names, I just don't know if that's what I want to hear from my commissioner of police. Anyway, let me hear what you have to say. 323-622-32325. 4316-325-4259. You can text me on 422-4796. Let's take a phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Good morning, Levine. How are you, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Listen, you know us behemoths know how to read between the lines right now. You lay that case out good.
Mm-hmm.
You lay that out perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't read between all the lines because I am in agreement with you with everything that you're saying. So, to me, it sounds like commissioner, you know, just trying to butter a slice of bread and tell us, you know, that these people are out of the island, so you can't get to them. But, you know, just how if someone do a crime in the U.S. and come back to the Bahamas, the U.S. know how to come here and get them.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever these people may be, you are the police force. Why is it that you cannot go and get these people if you know where they are?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that what you're doing is all you're trying to do is, you know, console behemoths who have good common sense, and that ain't working because we know what time it is,
mm-hmm.
all right? So as a commissioner, all we're asking you to do, sir, is don't butter no bread for us. Just do your job and do your job right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. 323-622-3235-4316. 325-4259. You can call me on any one of those. You can text me on 422-4796. Let me read a couple of these text messages. And I got some other things I want to talk about, right? Like RBC, y'all are working on my last nerves. This is why we are walking back our relationship, and I'm beginning to treat you all like a woman of the night. It's because, you know, you see no value for me. I'm slowly beginning to see no value for you. And I'm going to treat you the way I think you deserve. Yes. And that is, you get no love and affection from me. I use you for my facilitating purposes. And as soon as I facilitated the purposes that I have, I never ever look at you again until I need new facilitation. For those of you that want to take that statement too far. Anyway, this one here says, great show as usual. I'm proud of our Black Negro community because we have not killed each other within the last 10 hours. Great show as usual. We need to hire Pookie to fight the wars. Pookie them should have found Bin Laden in 48 hours. Could have found Bin Laden in 48 hours flat. Mr. Miller, I too was taken aback by the commissioner's position regarding Adrian Gibson. I was under the impression that quite a number of investigations were initiated based on information from the public. Isn't that the plea of the police at the end of each crime report? You have information. Now, please go do your job. Okay. Good morning, mate. The next dumb thing he said was, we're going to wait until they come home. Don't they have extradition treaty to bring them home and charge them? They do, I believe. This one here says, good morning, Mr. Miller. What happened to Interpol? And why would the commissioner, with all of his networking partners, rely on these murderers to return home? That's the same thing I wanted to know. The COP is talking foolishness. One of the persons killed in the car was my cousin, and his worst fear was not the streets, but it was the police. Why can't the COP release their names and pictures or a wanted poster? Good question. Because if you can't tell me these six, right? If you can't tell me these six who wanted, right? Or however many fellas it is. Then how come you could put out up wanted posters? So what happened to these fellas? This is Noriega to me. Man, I want y'all to stop. Good morning. I love your comparisons. You make it seem laughable, but serious and understandable. Thanks. Your public counts on you. I appreciate that. I just try to tell y'all what it is I hear when I hear the things they say on TV, right? What about Interpol or put out a red notice? That all of those things seem very viable. Mr. Miller, sound like PR for police or defense force don't need outside help, but start with your help. Well, they don't have to take my advice. I'm just telling them that this bad press is killing their organizations. I literally listened to the commissioner of police last night, and the entire time I sat there, the only thing I could think was WTF. This made no sense at all to me, commissioner. What are you saying? Are you telling me that despite all of the money and the advances we spend on national security, Pookie with a Nokia 8260, because that's probably all Pookie got, and a Krypton, because that's probably all Pookie got, and a Draco, because Pookie them got big gun. They don't play around. Pookie them got Draco minimum. Draco is a standard issue nowadays in the street war. You trying to tell me that one fella, who don't even have a belt in his pants, because Pookie them don't wear belt either. You trying to tell me that this boy, him one, have a better intelligence base than the whole Royal Bahamas? But that don't even make sense to me. That don't make sense to me. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Good morning, Mr. Miller. Pleasant day to you, sir.
How are you?
Yeah, fairly well, man. I just love your the way you introduce the program and you make the connections, you know. You
mm-hmm.
did mention initially about not parading persons on Bank Lane. So I see the connection about concealing identities in the same situation. Beyond that, we must understand, or I think you do know, you're also aware of the, when that Jerome Avenue situation happened, people mentioned that those, whoever Pookie or whoever the attackers were, must have been, must have gotten some information on the release, and therefore they were able to follow and navigate and pinpoint. So it seems to be one of those sensitive matters, especially involving the force, since I'm going to say it, when, since the force was accused of providing information one way or the other, and it was on social media as that. And so it's one of those sticky matters now, not as good that the reporter did ask the question so that it didn't go under the rug forever. And so somehow our leaders, respectfully, the Commissioner of Police as a leader there of that institution, they may be caught in awkward positions to relate to matters. So that, or I wouldn't say that they're all totally poor communicators per se, but sometimes they may be caught in some awkwardness
I don't disagree with you one bit, Mr. Ballin. Here's my position on it, right? In the times when you are caught in awkward positions, here's how you cure that, right? You admit, you said, yes, we know what was reported in the past, right? We do not have any information to suggest that at this time. However, I want to let everybody be aware that my organization is leaving no stone unturned in regard to the conclusion of this investigation. And where we find our officers have assisted or aided in any criminal behavior, the force will deal with it internally, and where the need arises, we will bring formal prosecution. Until such time, though, we investigate this matter as we investigate all matters, and presently we are treating it as a homicide.
May I add this? I think also, and this is a hard one now, we may also need a purging of the force itself, per se, because in terms of, the force is made up of us.
Mm-hmm.
And on the street, persons can tell you who did what and where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may be right in the sense that also there is sufficient intelligence on the street beyond what the force has, or not necessarily beyond, but what the force may not act on, the people on the street will act on it.
Mm. Okay. Appreciate it. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Let's take another one, Ali. Good morning, Carly. You're on.
Good morning, Lebon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. The part that I heard from the commissioner in reference to the investigation into the former chairmen and whatever, what have you, and his response that he needs to have a complaint. My question is the unit, remember they formed the unit when they investigated Shane Gibson and
the corruptions unit.
The corruptions unit. Does that still exist?
That's a good question. I think it does. Remember, Paul Rule once headed it, so I don't know what he did with it once he became commissioner, but I don't remember it being disbanded.
Because it's as if what he said last night, he's not associated with it. He's like, you have to file a complaint, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, the last time, I heard when the Prime Minister, prior to him making that statement, Prime Minister says that it's out for public or consumption, it's there, it's in the public. You know, those papers, right? Those contracts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there. We all who want to see it or read it, it's there. So, in other words, it's up there, or it's a possibility for it to be an investigation. So, even for the commission to say, well, you have to file a... Sometimes police officers do. Can they go if something looks suspicious?
They can act on suspicion, yes. So here's what I think he meant yesterday, right?
Right.
The police force, all matters start at the point of a complaint. There is a complaint. Someone complained, right? And I guess until there is a virtual complainant, then the commission is saying, well, ain't nobody complaining to me. Now if the ethics committee, the Water and Sewage Corporation, the minister, anybody says to me, hey, there is something here that I need you to investigate. Here are the documents. These are the irregularities. Please find out what happened for us. Mm-hmm. The commissioner is saying, then I am engaged. I'm telling the commissioner, it is not intelligent to say, well, it's not my job to go. He said, I think you need to go and place that question somewhere else.
Right.
Because it is not my job to go digging up in people's affairs, I think is what he said.
Yeah,
and
he's pounding on it.
Right. And so I don't know if that was the right language. That wasn't the right language.
Just be blunt. You know, just be direct. Answer the question.
No, he was quite blunt. The language was incorrect. I'm saying to you,
it is bad
press for the man responsible for the keeping of the Queen's peace in this country to say, well, I don't take up for crime. No, you should say, listen to me. All right? There is a standard operational procedure for how these things happen.
Right.
Almost everyone in the country understands that police act on suspicion, yes, but also we act on complaints. There has to this date not been any formal complaint or otherwise made in this regard. I assure the public that your commissioner of police will act on all matters that arise.
I'm curious as to know whether that unit, whether they, that special desk that they said and they made a big deal of about that he was in charge of. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that desk and someone else has taken over that unit and if that exists. But before I go, one more thing. I know it's short time.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when the straw market burned down?
Mm-hmm.
The young man, I think he's deceased now, who he spent time and he did, you know, retain his penance because that was our monument as well.
Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes we have to really get into the psyche once we can get these person and, you know, safely. In other words, not just like when you said the word, he should have been shot down or something yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was in Clearview. He was in, I mean, the only person that he was attacking was that statue. That was in a human or whatever.
What I'm suggesting, though, is had he been shot, I don't think that there would have been any need for remorse in that regard.
There would have been an outcry. There would have been a bigger outcry.
There wouldn't
outcry.
Have been any need for it. If he was shot, there would have been no need for remorse.
Yeah, no, but he was there because he was not. See, the thing is, he didn't climb. He didn't scale the walls to go there, you know. He didn't sneak in there.
He also didn't come at the sentry boot and request permission either.
Yeah, but do the tourists always, or can they just go up those steps?
People have on occasion come up the steps. I am not disagreeing with that. I'm telling you that at whatever point those officers deemed that this was a breach in security,
right,
then they should have elevated their security forces.
Because the thing is, they acted after the fact. It was as if the realization came and the police pulled up, and he had taken off his vest, took off something else, and he lied down, face down.
Mm-hmm.
On the ground, and that was when they realized, hey, Columbus, oh, his leg is off. He's trying to take off, damage the cape.
Yeah.
You know, so it didn't appear as if it was a security. And I'm sure they have cameras, supposed to be surveillance cameras and security cameras around there because all of our.
Let's hope.
Yes, okay, but thanks for listening to me.
Appreciate it. 323-623-2325-4316. Let me do a couple more of these text messages. This one here says, hey, Levin, you is the smartest man in the West. It sound like the what? Like the commissioner them know who did the killing, how he know one skip down. Great show, bro. Man, like you need to be in some high command. Damn, Wami. Good day, Mr. Miller. I feel as if the government, along with the commissioner of the police, is not asserting themselves because if someone flees for murder out of this country to another country, then they should work along with that country in order to find these people and send them. What does it say? Send them back because I don't think that other country would really want those people in their country wreaking havoc on their citizens. Plus, how long will their visa last? Good morning, unless they're citizens of that country. Good morning. A murderer who killed his wife and her lover skipped town and over a year later was brought home and set free in court. He is now walking amongst us after allegedly killing two people. Pookie, them intel coming from inside the system, the prison system and the police system, allegedly. Mr. Miller, the defense force never like police force. The microphone is a powerful thing. Okay. I can show you, yeah. Great show as usual. I'm proud of our black Negro community. I read that already. Could we hire Pookie them to protect the borders from the illegal immigrants? Maybe, if their intel is that good. He did hop the fence. He did hop the fence. Albeit the Minister of National Security don't think the fence high enough. That's interesting. Mr. Miller, we need to take emotions and personal feelings out of it because we cannot rewrite history. It is what it is. My beloved and belated Pastor Miles used to say we are the gateway first landfall of Bahamas. Simply capitalize and make such a big deal of this. It will truly be a new day and enough revenue and income. I don't understand what this is just trying to say. Let's take a break, Ollie. Don't go anywhere. 323-623-223-254-316. Call ICU 325-4259. You can text me 422-4796 when I get back from the break.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Other than skin cancer, breast cancer is the most common cancer in women. Breast cancer is also the second leading cause of cancer death in women after lung cancer. Can you help? Yes, you can. You can encourage women to take steps to help lower their risk of developing breast cancer and help find it early, when it might be easier to treat. You can also help connect women facing breast cancer to patient programs and services they might need throughout their treatment. We encourage you to share these messages during Breast Cancer Awareness Month and throughout the year. 2021 has been a powerful reminder that we are all in this together, and our choices and actions have the power to protect the most vulnerable among us in a big way. By working together, we can inspire hope and become a force for good and help create greater awareness during Breast Cancer Awareness Month. To participate in our upcoming supplement, contact Guardian Media's advertising department or your account executive today.
Hey, did you find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Thank you for so much for staying with me. It's Levin Miller. I'm on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. That means I'm unleashed on your radio. I had this thought in my head. This is completely random. And it kind of came back just now as I thought about transitioning to the next part of my show. You know, I don't know who this is for. I'm not very overly, uberly, like, super-duper, I just hear from God or anything like that. But, you know, people often talk about, you know, man closing doors on them and that kind of stuff. Oh, you know, they shut me out. They closed the door, right? And, you know, there's a scripture that continues to pop into my mind. It says, and then I shall hear from heaven and open up the windows and pour you out a blessing. So don't worry about people that have the power to close doors in your life. You know what I mean? Because that's not where your blessing coming from. God knew that they would close the door. And as a matter of fact, I hope they nail it shut. That way they know it ain't them. So when they nail the door shut, right, the blessings of heaven will probably pour out in such an abundance that it blow the windows out, coming to come look for you wherever you are. Huh? Yeah, take that, put that in your pocket and go with that wherever you're going today. All right, so Let me tell you what it is I actually wanted to talk about. Next, I want to talk about... Let me take this call before I switch gears. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hello.
Hey.
Good morning, Levon.
Hey, Bama. Hey, what's up?
Listen, you might not... at least I should have the rest of them documented by this evening, so I should be calling you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you might not want to be in the company of a Perry Christie or Celine Pinley when it comes down to speaking, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's how I grade you in my book.
Man, you understand?
You might
kind.
Be a younger person, right? But you like how we might say it on the street, you bad with the English language. And what they call them orators or something like that.
Yes.
And a lot of people feel the same way how you express yourself about, you know, the Canadian bank.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you couldn't say it no better. And I always say, I respect how you find those words to use. But, you know, I guess you got to do your part and everyone else do their part. But, you know, former commissioner of police, I think you answered the question with the media asked better than the commissioner of police.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And I think he needs to go home. I think he might. I mean, no disrespect. I want him to get all the credits and all the... whatever he's supposed to get and everything. I don't know if it's time up yet, if he'll do ready for retirement, but they get a young person like that, who they have sitting down in that garage, Superintendent Warren Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
That man know how to speak. In my book, I consider him as a real police when it comes down to crime fighting. He needs to be bodyguarding or security or aid to former Prime Minister Christie. He helped to save one foreign police officer who was vacationing over here with his fiance, got shot, saving by carrying him to the hospital, and still catch the criminals later. They need young people. They need people sitting around the table who can make decisions. They get them sitting down in that garage. I think we need to change the commissioner of police and bring some
fresh
minds.
You realize
mind.
We just changed just this
like,
one,
just,
right?
Just like you, Levon, around the table. Commissioner was strong when it comes down to dealing with Shane Gibson and our next member of parliament, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to stop wasting time with these people and who might feel like, you know, they're doing us a favor and don't understand what their job about, and just replace them and give them what they need to do and let them go home.
Appreciate you, Papa.
All right.
Thank you very much. And Papa, I think you're very kind to me. I mean, to even call my name in the same sentence as one like Barry Gladstone, Christy. Everybody that knows me knows I am fascinated with Christy. Christy said, Charles Carter was an inveritable tour de force. I said, Christy, he is a what? Charles Carter. Augusta Street Charles Carter. I say to my cabinet colleagues, well, as Prime Minister, of course, how do we memorialize this man in a way that Bahamians, not the ones that exist today, but the ones yet unborn, will know? That Charles Carter in his indelible way. I say, Christy, you have to stop it, man. You're going to have to stop. But if you know me, I say it all the time, publicly and otherwise. If Mr. Christie was born in a country with a population of 10 million people, Perry Gladstone Christie would probably be king. I'm not joking with that. He would probably be king of that place, whatever that place was. I think his greatest challenge in life was the fact that he was born to such a small population of people. And so we used to see him around. And so we feel like, that's Perry Christie, man. Go that way. And no matter what he ascended to, we kind of just hiss our teeth and say, yeah, go that way. This one says, hi, Michael had on a vest because he thought they may have shot him. And I don't think they should have disappointed him. That is all I am saying with regard to that. Okay, so now I want to switch gears. You can call me 323-622-3235, 4316-325-4259. And I want to point to something that is interesting because I thought that it was un-Christian of the former administration to have done this. And, you know, I tell you, if the PLP stay on this track, there's going to be one PLP in the Bahamas bigger than me, and that is Miss Laura. Because I mean... they seem to be engaged in righteous governance. This seems like righteousness to me. I cannot describe it in any other way than to say that some of the things that were done over the last 5-10 years were simply ungodly. Right? Now, I will say the FNM did allow the magistrate court to grant bail again. I thought it was ungodly to take that from them. But I also thought it was ungodly for the former administration to suggest that if a man had given 35 years of his life to a service in this country, that if that man opted not to go home like a hermit and die, he couldn't receive his pension on a second salary. I couldn't make that make sense in my mind. And so I'm pleased this morning to read this morning, of course, and this is from the Tribune. It's Rashad Rule, and it says, the Davis administration will allow retired civil servants who are re-engaged by the government to simultaneously receive their salary and their pension, a shift in policy from the Minnis administration. A memorandum seen by the Tribune says cabinet has agreed that the present policy position, which does not allow re-engaged public officers to retain their pension entitlements, be rescinded. Former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis, and can we just call him Leader of the Opposition, Dr. Hubert Minnis? Because if you want to be former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis, you go home. If you go home, we could call you former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis. Until such time, I think we should just call you Leader of the Opposition, Dr. Hubert Minnis. I don't know why we're wasting time calling you former Prime Minister, because you still won't work. Anyway, let's continue. It says, also said, the new administration is bringing back three senior retired civil servants. He challenged the administration to say whether the men will receive a higher salary than what they got when they initially left the service. He said the policy of his administration was that re-engaged retirees would not receive more money than what they made when they initially left the service. Let's put a pin there, because that is silly. My pension don't have nothing to do with what I am capable of earning now. One. Two, you cannot calculate my pension as a part of my earnings because it's already earned. I am no longer earning my pension. I have earned my pension. And as a consequence, I keep telling y'all, stop letting that boy from London School of Economics advise y'all in the FNM. I don't think he's doing a good job. I don't know how y'all made the legal argument to withhold a man's pension that he then put to 35 years. Where was my pension going? Why can I not work? Right? Like, think about it. I've worked 35 years. I know that I have my pension coming. It's probably going to be half of whatever my salary was while I was in full active duty. Great. I took a 3-year hiatus. 3 years later, I come back and I want to work. And I also want to know, because it was kind of strange to me, because I know that we have a justice of the Supreme Court that sits on the bench as a justice who's also retired from the civil service. And I wonder, did they do the same thing to him? I couldn't verify if they had, so I never mentioned it. But I always was very, very, very curious as to whether or not this policy extended all the way over into the Supreme Court, right? And so it was silly to say that a man couldn't get the pension that he'd worked for because he's nest-egged that while looking to better his stance in life by seeking new employment, albeit with the government. Are you saying then that if I rendered a service to the government via contract, that the government would tell me they couldn't pay me the full scope of the road paving contract because they was already paying me a pension? It didn't make sense. It was unholy, and praise the Lord, Philip Davis, the Prime Minister, reversed that. All right, let's continue. Asked for a response, Fred Mitchell, Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Public Service, said yesterday the government's advice is that someone's pension is earned, and you cannot lawfully deny them the pension. If you bring someone back, you seek to pay them what they are worth and what they agree to. The snipes from the sidelines by the former Prime Minister do not justify the pay which he gave the chosen few in the face of and contrary to his own policies. He is not credible. Mr. Mitchell noted that the administration's policy on the matter is the same as it was during previous Progressive Liberal Party administrations. It was not we who reversed course, Mr. Mitchell said. Dr. Minnis said the policy change is a slap in the face to younger people currently in the system. He said, let's pause the story there again. See, I from the ghetto. Whenever you're telling stories in the bar, we have to pause the story when you get to the unbelievable piece. Because you gotta be pouring hot water down my back. What you mean, Mr. Minnis, that to bring a retiree back in a contracted position to advise or to be engaged for training or to be engaged in whatever capacity is a slap in the face to young people, but you have 1,200 men and women down there at Coral Harbor Base dying to be promoted one day And you are now bringing force chiefs who spend 35 years and giving them an additional 5 years. And you say it is to reduce the attrition rate. If the man wasn't weight a can of peas as a petty officer, if he wasn't weight a can of peas as a chief petty officer, if you promoted the man to force chief petty officer to send him home and bring him back for 5 years, at what point do you think his value in this organization will be worth more than that of a can of peas? And so now, we have people in this organization going to 60 when I can't show you what they contribute since they was 45. Anyway, I'm almost done with this. Let's finish it. Dr. Minnis said the policy changes a slap in the face to younger people currently in the system. He said, and that was an FNM's administration policy to take the age. I hope Dale Wayne Monroe, I would, if God is still God and Jesus is still sitting next to him, I want you to rescind that nonsense next, okay? Please, okay? My friends need it. I need it. We all need it. Dr. Minnis said the new administration is bringing back former permanent secretary Luther Smith, Colin Higgs, and Cresswell Stirrup. The new administration changed its policy, he claimed, to facilitate the old cronies. Former public service and NIB Minister Brent Arole announced in 2017 that retired civil servants who are re-engaged will have their pensions stopped in order to unclog the public sector, and then y'all make force chiefs allowed to serve an additional 5 years. That is the Lieber-Miller plug there. I don't know how y'all justified that nonsense. He said, this was the policy of the last Ingham administration. For example, he said at the time, if your pension is $50,000 and the position that we're offering is $70,000, we'll pay you the difference as opposed to someone getting a salary and a pension. The primary reason why we are doing this is not only to add more some structure to the public service, but to make sure those persons who are talented in the service we get an opportunity to be promoted. The memo seen by the Tribune yesterday also said Cabinet agreed that all serving statutory board and committee members be invited to resign and that Cabinet ministers be invited to provide recommendations for who should populate the committee. I want to say, PLP, y'all taking kind of long with this statutory boards and committees. Y'all working on my nerves with that. Y'all should really get to that. Because I don't know who the chairman of water and sewage is, who the chairman of beaches and parks is. These please, they got all kind of contract. Anybody in charge of these? So for my friends that were retired and got jobs in the public service and couldn't collect your pension and your salary, I want to have a praise break with you. Ali, let's cue the praise break because, you know, this is a good, in the church I grew up in, this would be exactly the time that we have a only God could do it kind of moment, all right? Only God could do it. Thank you so much. If the PLP keep this up, this look like righteous governance to me. If they keep this up, I mean, can't you feel it? Clap your hands. Can't you feel it? Praise break, wherever you stand. If you were affected by this policy, take it up a little bit for me, Ali. I want them to feel it. This is the kind of morning you should be having. If you get your pension back this morning, along with your full salary, you should come meet me by the watering hole and make sure you, you know, do a little something there. But right after that, I want you to break out in a praise because this is righteous governance. If a man puts in 35 years of his life, he should collect his pension. If he re-engages, you should pay him a salary. That is standard. Unless, of course, he's the prime minister. Then you don't let him collect his pension and the prime minister's salary the same time. But to my friends out there, I praise in God for y'all. You don't just love Black Church? Anyway, that's my time. I'm leaving Miller. It's Guardian Radio 96.9. Take me out of here on that rally, Ali. 96.9 FM, the station for fresh news and smart talk. I know you know the whole world knows they do it all. They don't move. Right after the prayers break, they've got the news.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.